bercermin dan banyaklah bercermin. Tuhan ada di sini, di dalam jiwa ini. Berusahalah agar ia tersenyum. Oh, oh, berusahalah agar ia tersenyum.
Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua. Sebelumnya rasanya tak perlu membagi kisahku. Tak ada yang mengerti. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tambah mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu. Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Bila suatu saat kau harus pergi, jangan paksa aku tuk cari yang lebih baik. Karena senyum menyadarkanku, kaulah cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Oh, 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 oh. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat tentang rasa ini. Aku sampai hati, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu. Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Sampai jumpa.
Jakarta City is an interesting tourism attraction. It has not only a lot of cultural and artistic heritage, but also has many beautiful and natural tourism objects that can spoil visitors' eyes. One of them is a multi-level waterfall called Grojogan Watu Purbo. Grojogan Watu Purbo, located in Duku Bangunrejo, Merdekorejo Village, Temple District, Slamerjansi, Yogyakarta, is also known as Grojogan Watu Purbo Bangunrejo because it is located in Duku Bangunrejo. Grojogan Watu Purbo has an unusual grojogan or waterfall, such as a six-level terracing and flowed by a series of small waterfalls. The waterfalls from the Krasak River. Grojogan Watu Purbo has actually been existing since 1975. Initially, this place was built because of the Merapi project, which built a dam to hold back lava flow when an eruption occurred. In this area, there is actually a grojogan or a waterfall on the left and right and large old stones. It is not known for sure the age of the stones. That's why it's called Grojogan Watu Purbo, which means ancient rock waterfall. Grojogan Watu Purbo is famous for its very beautiful scenery with six levels of towering waterfalls. The best view is seen in the morning when the sun rises, coupled with the chirping of birds greeting visitors. The rocks that decorate the river are also so exotic, it's ideal to be a stepping place when playing water. This place is appropriate for all ages. Visitors can explore every corner of Grojogan Watu Purbo and every level, and also sit on a large rock while looking at the beauty of Grojogan. You can also swim here and of course don't miss taking selfies. The best time to visit Grojogan Watu Purbo is the rainy season, but you should avoid it when the rainfall is too heavy.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from Aceh entitled Di Babah Pintu. The song was composed by Ayah Ubid. It means in front of the door. The lyrics tell the story of a wife waiting for her husband at the door. The wife hopes her husband will come home soon. The song Di Babah Pintu also became the soundtrack of the movie Cut Nyak Din in 1988. In the movie, Cut Nyak Din waits for her husband, Tengku Ibrahim, to return home to fight against the invaders, similar to the song Di Babah Pintu. Well, listener, here is the song Di Babah Pintu by Liza Aulia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, still with me, Ahmad Faisal. Yes, now this is the right time for me to share you our wise word. Wise word of quote of the day is from, you know, here it is, General Sudirman. He said, evil wins when good people do nothing. Wow, evil wins when good people do nothing. General Sudirman is a national hero and the first commander of the national army. He never gave up and was always ready to sacrifice himself. He was courageous, had great discipline, always fought for the right thing, and was a great role model. General Sudirman is known as a very responsible leader.
Yakin kamu You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Masih sama.
Welcome to the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago, a weekly segment introducing you to Indonesian traditional music and musical instruments from across Indonesia. This week, we'll invite you to know more about art and culture from North Sumatra, precisely to Tanah Karo, to know more about Gendang. Let's listen to Gendang Karo rhythm. Enjoy.
Open wine amak padenami,
nunga di baik kamu godang dalihan na tului. Asamar pangidoa mahami, tangan mabotohon ujung nga jari-jari, jari-jari nai marsiga jangga-jangi. Adorak sonidokon jumulohami marsattabi, amang batara guru humudul, batara guru padapotan, namalo mangajari, jojor-jojor manuturi. Asamar guru hami tupatik nyamata debata, baik damang majo godang batara gurui.
Regency is one of Regency in North Sumatra province where the capital city is Kabanjahe. This Regency is located on Karo Highland, Barisan Hills of North Sumatra. In Kabanjahe or Tanah Karo, we will introduce you to traditional instrument, namely Gendang Karo. Gendang Lima Sidalinen, is percussion instruments which consist of 5 instruments and played by 5 persons. The instruments are 1 penarune, 2 penglas, and 2 simalugong. It is called gendang lima sidalinen because the sound of music is produced by 5 different instruments, namely sarune as an everphone, gendang indung as a membranophone, and gendang anak as a membranophone, gong, and penganak. But it is also called gendang lima sidalinen, rangutna 10-2. While Gendang Telu, Sedalenan consists of three instruments which are played together, which consists of Kulchapi or long neck lute as a melody, Keteng Keteng as an ideal chordophone or tube zither as rhythmically, and Mangkuk Bentar as an idiophone as a tempo. In Kyanos culture, people mention musician as Sir Jabaten, meaning on duty. Sir Jabaten consists of players of Saruni, Gendang Singanaki, Gendang Singinduni, Gendang Penganak, and Gong. Each instrument player in Karol traditional ethno-scenes has a name. Take for example, Saruni player is called Panaruni. Gendang or Singanaki and Singinduni player is called Pangguwa. And Penganak player is called Simalu Penganak. And Gong player is called Simalugong. And also Mangkuk Michiho player is called Simalu Mangkuk Michio. Gendang Karo performance is usually for dancing, singing, and also traditional rituals. Gendang Karo art is similar with Japanese folk art. Its performance is simple and straightforward, and its tempo or patterns are not complicated and static. But to blow Saruni needs certain technique. This traditional instrument is always used to accompany dance, song, as well as traditional rituals. So, Gendang Karo is complete if there are Saruni, Gendang Si Ngindungi, Gendang Singanaki, Panganak, and Gong to accompany a ceremony or party. Well, listen, that was a glimpse of Gendang Karo. And to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Gendang. I'm Nusa Kusumawati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Corner presents a traditional song from Jakarta entitled Mars Betawi. The song Mars Betawi was composed by Kojek, a Betawi musician who often combines hip-hop and gambang kromong, Betawi's typical music. The song is a tribute to Benyamin Sueb, a legendary Betawi or native Jakarta artist. In addition, the song with Betawi dialect lyrics tells the story of the great Betawi artist who was successful as a singer and movie star. The song Mars Betawi also advises the younger generation to continue preserving Betawi culture because the late Benyamin Sueb had done during his lifetime. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Mars Betawi by Kojek. Happy listening.
Benyamin FM Mabude kata ade, tapi kita penerus.
Kampung rezeki kote, lahirnya di pusat kota Jakarta. 5 Maret 39, berojolnya di Kemayoran. Anak bontot, banyak saudare, hobinya emang demen bercande. Dari kecil usil dan jahil, tapi orangnya emang terampil. Jadi penyanyi gambang, pemain film, semua dilakonin. Biar budaya Betawi di demenin. Biar
emang budaya kata ade, tapi kita penerus.
Dari nulis lagu jadi pemain film, terkenal gak berlagu tetap orangnya kalem. Dapat 2 piala citra, penghargaan luar biasa. Lagu-lagunya banyak, udah pasti enak-enak. Hujan gerimis aja, gambang dan si pitung, ampe nangke lande, biang kerok yang beruntung. Jadi babenya sidul, cita-citanya bisa nyampe. Ayo Betawi ngumpul, yuk terusin perjuangannya.
Emang udah kakak ade, tapi kita penerusnya. Budaya Betawi kakak bakal mati lestari ampe luar negeri.
Kapan kue-kuenya onde-onde rame-rame sambil ngegarasin bete. Dari nyang kue ampe nyang mude, yuk sama-sama lestari budaya kita ya. Jangan sampai kaget.
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here's the newsline. French President Emmanuel Macron announced his plans to visit Indonesia in May 2025 during a meeting with Indonesia's Communication and Digital Minister Mutia Hafid in Paris. Macron told Hafid during their meeting at the sidelines of the AI Action Summit on Tuesday Paris time, according to the ministry's written statement on Wednesday. Macron's visit marks the first state visit by a French leader since the strategic partnership between Indonesia and France was established in 2011 when Prime Minister Franco Fillon met with President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in Jakarta. Mayor of Surabaya East Java Eri Cahyadi welcomed the visit of the Chinese Consul General in Surabaya Su Yong to discuss efforts to strengthen sister cities, including by establishing cooperation in investment and technology. Cahyadi conveyed recently that his party has partnered with Xiamen and Guangzhou cities in the education, culture and technology fields under the sister city schemes. That's the newsline.